Welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. This podcast is actually a spinoff of a Facebook group. My name is Sharon McLaughlin. I created that Facebook group for female physicians so that they would have a place to come and learn about business, to network, and to grow. And we've done just that. So if you're interested, take a look at our show notes for our website, as well as a direct link to the Facebook group. This podcast is going to be about everything business. So let's listen along as we hear about tips to help grow our business. Before we get started, let me tell you about a digital marketing platform I've been using. It is where I host my website. So it has a website capability with very fast loading speed. It has a funnel builder. It has an e-commerce where I can sell my products. It has WordPress hosting, a chat builder where I can talk to customers. Has a webinar platform, has an e-learning where I can create my courses. It has an app builder if you wanted to do a mobile app. It has a directory builder, has a booking app where people can book appointments with me, has an autoresponder where I can send out emails. It also has professional email creation, such as Sharon at Sharon Mac Wellness. It has social proof pop-ups where people buy. It pops up on your website or landing pages. Has the ability to do text messaging and Telegram funnels, CRM so you can keep track of your customers as they're on your website, a script generator, a magazine builder, a mock-up studio, 3D photo ability, video builder, a floating video, a video wrapper, video tags, video funnel builder, video hosting, and design resources so you could really bring your website to life. It also has a marketplace where you can sell your products to different people on the platform, as well as a web agency. So if you wanted to create a website agency, you can certainly do that. And they also have SEO reporting. You can try all of these tools for $1 for 30 days. I'll put the link down below. Let's get on with our program for today. I have Dr. Narissa Crayer on. She's going to be talking, she's from the Industry MD Coach. She's going to be talking about how she got into the farm industry. So Dr. Narissa, do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure, happy to. Thanks so much, Sharon. So I'm Narissa Crayer. I am a pediatric endocrinologist. I trained at Riley Hospital in Indianapolis. And after I did my fellowship, I was on a clinical research track. So my family and I moved to Boston for my husband's sports medicine fellowship. Everything was in line for me to enter academics and do clinical research. And then as life happens, sometimes that all sort of fell apart. And the academic job went away because of budget reasons. And so I was really in a situation where I was not sure exactly what to do. I looked around at other academic hospitals and just couldn't find something that was in the clinical research realm. So I took a look at a job in the pharmaceutical industry. My first job was in medical affairs. So I was a medical director for a growth hormone product. And 15 years later, I'm the chief medical officer at a biotech company. So this is my second chief medical officer role. And I've worked at six different companies, and I've had the opportunity to work in both medical affairs as well as more recently clinical development.
Excellent. How did you get into the coaching with your experience? You know, I'm sure along the way people were asking you, how do you get into it? I always thought that you needed like a no, you needed to know someone to get into it. It's right. Very closed.
Yeah. So the coaching and the industry MD coach really arose out of me seeing that I was sitting in the middle of two different groups of people that needed each other, but didn't know how to find each other, in fact. So the first group, of course, are my physician colleagues. And although lots of physicians are very happy in their clinical medicine careers, there is, as you know, a lot of burnout. There's a lot of people looking for the opportunity to transition into something different. And so that's one group. The other group, of course, are my industry colleagues. We are always in need of more physicians. So we need physicians in the pharmaceutical industry. But of course, physicians aren't trained on this. They're not aware of even the roles that are available for physicians in industry. So given that, I thought, well, I sit in the middle of these people. And so what I've started doing is working with physicians to help educate them on the pharmaceutical industry, what are the roles that they might be able to hold, and then a whole coaching program that takes them through getting their CV transitioned to a resume, thinking about their personality and how that might match to different roles for physicians in industry, and then really looking at a roadmap of how we can get them to their first job application and really, you know, make that transition successfully.
Tell me about the people that you're taking on. Like, somebody is interested, they have a private practice going on, or they're working for a hospital, and now they're thinking about doing this. What are like some of the tips that you can, for that person that's looking, what would you tell them?
Sure. So the first thing I would say is people from all walks of medicine, right? So family physicians all the way to subspecialists, people that are in clinical medicine all the way to hospitalists, and even people who have made some transition, for example, to healthcare plans or utilization management, and now want to take the step into the pharmaceutical industry. So my advice would be, do not undersell yourself. Physicians think that they have to check all the boxes on a job description before they can even consider applying. And so they take themselves out of the mix just because they see something on a job description that says, you know, for example, you have to have 5 years of industry experience. Well, not many job descriptions are going to say you don't need any industry experience, but people take themselves out of the mix. And in fact, they really should put themselves out there and consider applying, because that's not a hard and fast rule that has to be checked. It's just part of a job description. So, you know, really, we have to not undersell ourselves, and we have to take away some of that perfectionism that we have as physicians and really give it a go, put yourself out there.
Excellent. Looking back, would you have done anything differently with the path that you took? It seems like it worked out pretty good. Any regrets?
Yeah, no. So I do get asked the question, do you miss clinical medicine? And for me, I actually don't, because I was on a clinical research track. I really enjoyed seeing my research patients, but I never wanted to see patients day in and day out. So this industry has allowed me to still do clinical research, and I focus in rare disease. So I am close to patients and families still. So I still have that ability to help patients. It's just in a different way. So no regrets from the standpoint of making the transition at all. And then the other thing is, you know, I have worked at a number of different companies, and some people would say, well, you've moved around a lot. But I did that strategically, really looking for filling out different areas or gaps in my knowledge. So, for example, moving from medical affairs into clinical development, that was a strategic move, looking at a different company to do that. So yeah, no regrets. I love it. I get to work with lots of smart people every day and do something different every day, which is also fun and challenging.
Great. So with your, with the coaching that you offer, what's your ideal target market?
Yeah, so physicians, it's, you know, I'm wholly focused on physicians. There certainly could be opportunity to move this into PhDs, PharmDs, et cetera. But I really started this with a mission of helping my physician colleagues. So that's my focus area. I think physicians that are interested in exploring, maybe they're not ready to make the transition, but they want to learn. So all the way from just exploration and education to that physician who's really ready to say, I'm ready to take that next step, help me walk through the paces and get me to that first job application.
Excellent. Thanks. So going forward, tell me what the plans are. What do you see in the next couple of years?
Yeah, so one, continuing to grow, of course. It's been really fun to see the amount of interest that I've gotten. I've started my blog, and the next step is a podcast. So what I'll be doing is bringing in guests that can speak to the different physician roles, so medical affairs, pharmacovigilance, clinical development, and then also bringing in guests like recruiters that focus on recruiting physicians to help them to talk to the physicians about what they want to see and do some training and education in that realm as well.
I'm getting rid of the messages there always. All right. You had mentioned you are currently working with rare diseases. Are you able to mention the disease or no?
Yes. So the most recent company, we were focused on patients with pituitary adenomas, specifically non-functioning pituitary adenomas. So it's the only kind of pituitary adenoma where patients don't have a medical therapy. They only have surgery or radiation available to them. But I've worked in all types of diseases, from a very rare disease called hypophosphatasia, which a lot of people have not heard of, all the way through, very sick neonatal intensive care babies, premature infants, and then to the pituitary adenomas.
Marissa, thank you. But the pituitary is basically the base of the brain. You could say, like, I always think of it like through the ethmoid, whenever we're doing rhinoplasties, we're like, don't get into the brain.
Yes, exactly.
Don't get into the brain. But
important.
We, you know, did you guys ever go for the COVID test? My husband and I, we went together and we were joking. We're like, it's like a brain biopsy, you know, it's like, ch-ch. So as far as the groups, like if somebody wants to get a hold of you, industry MD, they want, like, how do you want them to get a hold of you?
Sure. Yes.
Contact you.
Well, my website is www.industrymdcoach.com. And then I also have a Facebook page, same thing, industrymdcoach.com. And that would be the best way. So I do have a freebie download for people to take a look at. So it's a description of different physician roles in industry, and that's on my website. My email, of course, is on the website as well if people want to email questions. But yeah, I'm pretty accessible. I'll also be starting a LinkedIn page for the coaching as well. I think, that's a tip for physicians also, that I think in the industry, we're much more likely to be on LinkedIn as compared to some of the other platforms. And maybe physicians don't use LinkedIn as much, but it is something for them to, explore and consider.
Yeah, so many networking. That's where a lot, it depends on the industry or what we're talking about, as far. Yeah, LinkedIn is a great resource for you guys. So, and then Charmaine Gregory, she does a great couple of videos as far as optimizing your LinkedIn profile. So take a look at that. Definitely. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. So this is Dr. Kreia from Industry MD Coach. If you guys have any questions, reach out to her.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys. Of course.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.